Hi guys, it's Holly here. I thought I'd do this chat on why it's so important to be your authentic self when you run a business when you run any business, it's important to be your authentic self in order for people to really buy into you and to your brand. Now, my business means that really I am my brand, me personally, and it always has been the case. As an actress, that's the same. And now within my network marketing business, I am my brand. If people buy into me and they want to work with me, then they want to work with me. If they don't, then they won't. And so I need to be very clear what my brand is. And one of the things I teach those that I work with, those that I coach, is that being yourself is essential. Seems really obvious, doesn't it, just to be yourself? But most of us, when we start a business, we feel we've got to conform to a certain type. Perhaps you were introduced to your business or by somebody that, you know, you seemed really like you looked up to them and you wanted to be like them. And then you feel once you do your business that you've got to become them. And the truth is, you really don't. And if that is how you run your business, then eventually you're going to get bored of that and burn out. And also, you're not going to be attracting the kind of people that you want. I think it's really important, certainly when you are building a network marketing business, and I know that many people that follow me will be following me for that reason. When you're building a network marketing business, you're basically building your own little gang. You're building your own gang of people that you want to work with and you want to coach. And so why not work with people that are like-minded, that are like you? It's going to be much more fun. It's going to be much more fun for them. And you're going to enjoy your business a lot more. Me, for example, I'm not particularly corporate, not at all. I have never, ever come from a background where I've worked in an office environment. And so I don't have that sort of way of working. I will fully admit that I will walk into a room, I'll be messy, I'll turn up with bags with stuff in, and I'll sprawl out like a dog marking its territory. I'm never going to be one of those graceful women that walk into a room just, you know, flouncing with a sweet smell of perfume behind them, with an air of dignity and calm. I'm likely to bowl in, drop my bags on the floor and swear. So I'm not going to attract people that want airs and graces in that way. It's just not going to be the case. But it's okay to accept that and to know that in being myself, that realness, that authenticness is going to attract people in a different type of way. And perhaps it's going to attract the type of people that I want to work with. It's really, really important to do this and to recognize who you are and not be ashamed of it or scared of it or think that it's wrong because maybe somebody else successful isn't the same as you. That's okay. We talk a lot in our business of duplication, but we don't mean duplication of personality. We mean duplication of actions and things that you do to build your business. We don't mean be a clone of the person that's in front of you, because that's not you, and you're not going to be that person, and that just doesn't make life interesting. And one of the things that I find with people that I work with in my business, those that I coach, is that a lot of the time they've come to me and they have come to me rather than me feeling I've got to chase them, because they have bought into me as a brand, that they've looked at my stuff on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, on Audio Boom, that they've listened to the stuff that I've done on YouTube, and they've went, do you know what, I could work with this person because they can see a bit of who I am. And that's warts and all. That's okay. You know, if I'm vulnerable sometimes, if I'm angry sometimes, if I'm, you know, flawed, that's okay. And actually, it's much more interesting. Sometimes when people become successful in their business, they change who they are. They suddenly become this sleek, sophisticated, flawless person that really is a bit untouchable to everybody else. And I really think it's important to have those flaws. I find those flaws interesting in people, and they would appeal to me. If I see somebody who's really super successful in whatever field they're in and they show a chink in their armor, it makes me like them so much more. So don't be afraid of that. You know, don't be scared to show people that sometimes you make mistakes, that you're happy to go back on those mistakes and rectify them and talk about how you rectified them. That's interesting to people. They want to see a bit of who you are. They don't want to just see you know, something that you're not. And certainly if you're building a network marketing business and, or, you know, maybe an actress, and a lot of actors follow me as well, then people around you know who you are. Your friends and your family do. And certainly that's a criticism that is often labelled at people that run their own network marketing business, that they suddenly inundate their friends with a different version of them that they weren't aware of. And it feels weird, it feels spammy, and it just doesn't feel authentic. And people realise that. It's very obvious when you're not being yourself. Now, be yourself to the best version. I don't mean be, you know, you're not going to see pictures of me scrubbing the toilet, as funny as that might be. That, you know, that isn't really that aspirational or the best parts of my life. So be the best version of you, show the best side of you, but also show that you're a human being. You know, you can have those moments as well. Ultimately, whatever you do, whether you're an actor, whether you sell products, whether you are a network marketer, you run an online business, whatever it is, people are going to buy into you personally. And that is what is going to make your business a success. You need to get them buying into your brand, buying into you, because certainly if you sell products, there might be many people that do exactly the same. If you're an actor, there's tons of people that do exactly the same. So people need to know what you're about. And when you get that right, and people believe you, and you know, you can showcase who you are all on all kinds of social mediums now. Social media is booming. You have access to everything from your own phone. When people buy into that, then you will succeed. If you would like to know more about my business and what it is that I do, then drop me a message on any of my social media platforms, or email me, reach me at hollymatthews.net, and we can talk further. I can send you something to look at. And regardless of that, whatever you do, keep in touch. Show me all of your success, and I look forward to working with many of you in the future.